Shalom, Australia. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's state visit to India last week was a diplomatic and commercial success. Heading the achievements was reviving the Spike anti-tank missile deal between the Israeli arms manufacturer Rafael and India. In the state of Gujarat, crowds lined streets, waved Israeli flags, and songs were played in Hebrew. Foreign Ministry Director Yuval Rotem said he had never seen a reception like that received by Netanyahu in all of his years in the Foreign Service. Netanyahu, too, said he was moved by the Gujaratis' apparent infatuation with him and with Israel. Wednesday's displays of love for Israel and its leaders drove home the warm relationship between Netanyahu and Indian Prime Minister Modi, and the hopes that it will also bloom into a tighter business and strategic relationship. For Modi, who was chief minister of Gujarat from 2001 to 2014, the visit was seen as personally significant. While there had been signs welcoming Netanyahu in Delhi, Agra, and Mumbai, they were smaller than the massive billboards in the northwestern Indian state. In Mumbai, the mood was different, as 11-year-old Moshe Holzberg returned to the Nariman Chabad house in central Mumbai to unveil a living memorial to his parents, killed in a terror attack there over 9 years ago. The top two floors of his former home are still pocked with bullet holes and memories of the deadly four-day siege. Surrounded by Indian media, which has affectionately dubbed him Baby Moshe, family, dignitaries, and the nanny who saved him from the carnage of the November 2008 attack, Holzberg invited Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to join him again in Mumbai for his bar mitzvah in 2 years. Together with Netanyahu, the 11-year-old unveiled a memorial to those killed. Later, making his own quiet dedication, his grandfather Shimon Rosenberg lit a candle for his slain daughter and son-in-law. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Ramallah next month for meetings with Palestinian Authority officials, who announced on Thursday that the visit is confirmed, though the last-minute logistic details are yet to be put in place. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Friday that relations with Jordan are back on track and that he will name a new ambassador to Amman in the coming days. Israel has not had an ambassador in Jordan since July, when two Jordanians were killed and an Israeli security guard was injured at Israel's Amman embassy during an apparent altercation between them, whose details are the subject of a disagreement between Israel and Jordan. The incident sparked a diplomatic crisis. Netanyahu, who also serves as Israel's foreign minister, said former ambassador Einat Schlein will be moved to some other post. A Jordanian government official said on Thursday evening that he had received from Israel an official memorandum apologizing for the deaths of the two Jordanians, as well as the killing of a Jordanian judge in a separate incident in 2014. Israel will be paying compensation to the families of the Jordanians killed in last year's incident. The Palestinian Authority yesterday called on the International Criminal Court in The Hague to execute its authority to prevent crimes it said were being perpetrated against the Palestinian people, particularly children. PA Foreign Minister Riyad al-Malki issued a letter to the prosecutor in which he denounced what he described as an escalation of unlawful practices by Israel. In his letter, Malki said 16 Palestinians had been killed by Israeli forces in the last month, with thousands injured, over 700 arrested, of which 184 were children. Malki drew particular attention to the much-publicized arrest of 16-year-old Palestinian Ahed Tamimi, who was arrested after being filmed slapping and shoving IDF soldiers last month, claiming her arrest violated international conventions. Israeli defense officials believe that the head of the terror cell responsible for murdering Raziel Shevach the previous week, Ahmad Nazar Jara, remains at large after the border police's deadly Wednesday night raid on Jenin. One man suspected of involvement in the deadly shooting, also bearing the name Jara, was killed in the raid. Two other members of the cell were captured. The body of Ahmad Nazar Jara, initially thought to have been killed by Israeli security forces, was not found amid the rubble of buildings destroyed in the operation. Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman said on Friday that the terrorist who managed to escape during the security forces raid in Jenin this week was living like a fleeing dog on borrowed time. Two border policemen who were injured in a shootout during the raid were visited in a hospital by Raziel Shevach's mother, Ilana, who came to thank them for seeking justice for her son. She said she was proud of our fighters. A senior officer in the IDF's Southern Command said on Thursday that Hamas knows it has lost the battle for the cross-border tunnels and will likely redirect its resources to its rockets production and naval activity. Israel has so far completed 4 kilometers of the 65-kilometer long underground wall set to be built along the Gaza border to stop groups in the strip from digging tunnels into Israeli territory. Hundreds of workers have already built the obstacle near the cities of Sderot and the border-adjacent communities of Netiv HaAsara, Nachal Oz, Sufa, Holit, and Keren Shalom. Israel has discovered and destroyed 2 major tunnels in recent weeks, including one last Sunday that reached into Israel and Egypt. The officer went on to explain that the main issue in the Gaza Strip is the economic crisis, which led Hamas to reconcile with PA President Abbas. Gaza is at the worst condition it has been in over the last decade. Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman said yesterday he had banned Israel's chief Sephardi rabbi, Yitzhak Yosef, and 2 other rabbis from participating in military events after they spoke out against the integration of female soldiers. Lieberman said women have always been part of the security of the Jewish people, from Devorah the prophet to Chana Senesh. He said rabbis who are state employees must represent the state, and they would not be allowed at official events until they withdrew their comments. In the second consecutive anti-religious coercion protest in Ashdod, Yesh Atid chairman Yair Lapid vowed last night to cancel the supermarket law, which enforces the closure of places of business on Shabbat. The protest was attended by 2,500 locals and residents of other cities, united in demanding that Haredi MKs take their hands off Ashdod. One of the protesters explained, "Our struggle is not merely about Shabbat commerce, but about democracy." A handful of protesters interrupted Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit yesterday evening as he was praying at the memorial prayer for his mother, who passed away a few months ago, drawing strong condemnation. For over a year, demonstrations have been held every Saturday night outside Mandelblit's home in Petah Tikva, alleging that he is stalling in a series of corruption probes against Prime Minister Netanyahu. But this was the first time that demonstrators targeted him at the synagogue near his house, where he says Kaddish. This is Peter Jones-Pelach, reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.